beginning of Daf and seven seven Daf Nandal, beginning of Nandal, beginning of Tezna Master, beginning of the Gemara, Ilabin Esir Achari, Bechula, these are the sons of Seyed Achari, etc. Malamed is coming to teach about Sivan Alimoy, that Sivan cohabited with his mother. Tezis discusses this because Tezna's a wonder. The Gemara was proving from the fact that it says these are the sons of Seyed Achari, Sivan and Ana. Obvious, Sivan was the brother of Ana. Then it says these are the sons of Sivan, it says Aye Ana. So obviously Ana was the son of Sivan. So obviously, Sivan cohabited with his mother, and then he had Ana, who was also his brother and his son from his he was his son and his maternal brother. And this says Ana was the son of Seir, was because it was the son of his wife, which therefore is like his son. And that's his statement. It's a wonder because the Yesh Neichel Muchach Ma'akra, the Gemara Babaskov, the Zvav Mabez, the Gemara proves from this passage, the Bnei Ban Kibun, the grandchildren are like children, because here you see that He's not his son, but his son's son. So it says, oh, you see that grandchildren are like children. Says, how do you see that he cohabited with his mother? What do you mean? It was his regular son. And this that it says that it was his father's son because you call grandchildren like sons. We don't find the whole Torah that because it's his stepson, it's his wife's son, that it should be called his son. Yet he was saying, why are we calling it his son? Because it's from his wife, because it really wasn't, it was his own son that cohabited with his wife. But how could you have called it his son? And that's the situation which you can say like this. The reason why we call it his son is Lefisha Ibn Benoy, like the Gemara says of Abbasah, because it was the grandson of Seir, which was because there really was the son of Tzivan. Our Gemara's dig is from Sheba Alimoy. That where do we see that Tzivan cohabited with his mother? Medlik Siv Aya. That doesn't say Aya between the grandsons of Seir, because there's two, Ana and Aya. It doesn't say Aya. Shahai Kamai Kane Ben Tzivan, he was also the son of Tzivan, so then this should have also been mentioned in the grandsons of Seir. Ah, Velaik Sivel Anu Luchade, only says Anu. Shmamina, Lefishai, Nami Ben Ishtar Shal Seir, because this Anu was also his wife's son of Seir, besides the fact that it was his grandson. Kasvei Krahachem Shar B'nei Seir, and therefore mentions it here with the other sons of Seir. So obviously, that you see that Sivan cohabited with his mother and gave birth to Anah.